This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, October 22nd. God's word for you today is Who He Is, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 145, verse 3. And it says, The Lord is great. He is worthy of our praise. No one can understand how great He is. The first reason why my life and your life should give God thanks is because of who God is. God is great. God is holy. God is love. And God is just. Does that mean God is fair or is God unfair? Some people think that God is unfair, even though they are afraid to say it for fear of being struck by lightning. Experientially and consistent in scriptures, if you walk with God, you will discover that God does not necessarily seek to be fair. God is just. To be fair is to treat everyone equally. God does not treat people equally. God can give 1,000 people for one person's life. Is that fair? In fact, God has favorites. Is that fair? The truth is, God does not answer to anybody. I would rather seek to be one of His favorites instead of worrying about Him not being fair. God actually has favorites. Jesus does not treat all His disciples the same. Out of the 70, He chose 12. Is that fair? Guess what? Some of the 12 were illiterate, who did not go to Bible school. So, they do not even qualify. Is that fair? Luke, one of the 570, was not part of the 12. Luke was a medical doctor, more qualified than a fisherman called Peter. Is that fair? Among the 12, Jesus will say to 9, You stay here, and He will call 3 to go further with Him. What have the remaining 9 done that they cannot follow Him? Is that fair? Among those 3, they know that if Jesus wants to whisper something, Peter knows He will not tell him. So Peter does not even bother. He just tells John to go and ask Jesus, because he knows Jesus will tell him. If you relate with God as a fair God, you are going to have a lot of problems and you are going to struggle. God is not fair, but God is just. So, stand on the side of His justice. When God looks at you to favor you, is justice to God because Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. Therefore, it will be an injustice for God to deny you what Jesus has already paid for. God is just. So, we praise Him for who He is. God is great. God is holy. God is love. God is just. God is good. Psalm 54 verse 6 says, I will thank the Lord because He is good. What we have with God is a relationship, and we thank Him because He is good. If you're in a relationship with somebody that has a good heart, your life will be good. They are not perfect, but when the person makes a mistake, he or she will be making a mistake from a good heart. So the person will always do you good. But if you are in a relationship with a wicked person, even when they do you good, there is a catch. Mostly in scriptures, God does not promise to make us better. He says, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. The reason is, our hearts are hearts of stone. So God says, He will give us a heart of flesh and give us His spirit, His willing spirit. Even though no one is good, but He will make you good. Let us pray. Father, I praise You because You are great. You are holy. You are love personified. You are just and God. You are good and Your goodness does not expire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.